What's going on, guys? Today is Friday, September 9th, 2022. Hope you're having a fantastic Friday. You're pumped for the weekend. You're ready. You're excited. I know some sad news came in the other day, yesterday. The Queen passed away, Queen Elizabeth II. I don't know her personally, so I can't really speak badly or positively about her. I don't know. I only know what I read, and I've read all kinds of crazy conspiracy theories. Maybe it's true, maybe not. Pedophilia, lizard. I don't know what she is, what she did. She's a Nazi, she's not. She's a racist, she's not. I don't know. I have no clue. Doesn't pertain to me. My bank account is still negative. You know, my credit is still screwed. I don't, you know, so that's, I'm sorry to sound selfish, but it doesn't really affect my day to day. Right? Gas prices are gas prices. Taxes are still taxes. And we got to move forward. She lived a fantastic life. She's wealthy. She never really had to work a hard day in her life. Right? The majority of us will never experience what she experienced as far as wealth is concerned. Am I jealous? Absolutely. But that's what it is. That's all I'm going to say about that. Lived a good life. People are saying God bless her. She's been blessed. People should bless me. That's all I'm saying. Hey, it is what it is. But right now, we got to worry about people in New York. People in New York, and I don't know why it's not being reported. Right now, New York has declared a disaster due to a polio outbreak, guys. Officials fear have infected thousands in the state. And this came out today, folks. So this is breaking news on the CJ Bronson Show. Speaking of which, check out the website, cjbronsonshow.com, for all the links for the videos, the audios of all these podcasts. Links on there to also my Twitter and my TikTok at CJ Bronson Show on TikTok and on Twitter. On my TikTok today, I put out a fantastic video. Awesome. You're going to enjoy it. It is about the new law passed in Illinois January 1st, 2023. You got to see this nonsense to believe it, man. This governor's crazy. Also, he is the wealthiest governor ever in U.S. history. So this is important. He's the heir to the Hyatt Hotels, and yeah, this is his plan to solve the crime problems. And I go through a lot of statistics on the TikToks, on the TikTok. So if you like information backed with evidence, check out the TikTok, right? Also, we got the store open, cjbronsonstore.com. All your t-shirts, all your tanks, everything you need to get yourself in that patriotic spirit for the weekend. All right. So let's move forward, right? So what are we talking about? Today we're talking about the New York declared a disaster due to the polio outbreak. Due to a polio outbreak. It's 2022, y'all. 2022, we got to worry about gas prices and polio? What are we doing, man? Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no. And the school year just started. School year just started for my son. Second day of his school today. Second or third. I don't know. I lose track. These days all roll together. I think it's third. I don't know. Second, third, whatever. First week. And now we got to worry about polio? Jesus, man. All right. Anyway. So New York State officials have declared a disaster over the state where there has been one confirmed case. Where they're declaring a disaster for one confirmed case and dozens of positive wastewater samples dating back as far as April. Interesting, right? So the move was announced by my favorite New York governor, being sarcastic, of course, Governor Kathy Hochul, on Friday. In a release, officials say that the move allows, quote, ready for it, necessary state agencies to take appropriate action, wink, wink, to assist local governments and individuals in containing, preparing for, responding to, and recovering from this state disaster emergency. This kind of sounds familiar. The Empire State first detected a case of this devastating virus in Rockland County, just outside of New York City's Bronx borough, on July 21st. In the time since, wastewater surveillance has also detected the virus within the city itself and in nearby Orange and Sullivan counties. On Friday, officials revealed, Friday today, that Nassau County also, again, just outside of the Big Apple, has detected the virus in its wastewater surveillance as well. So from what I'm gathering so far, they knew about this since July. We are now in September, and they're just monitoring the situation. Okay. Don't know if that's a smart move, but hey, she's the governor. Who am I to say anything, right? I'm just a guy that wishes he was royalty. Yeah. So that's not good. The Centers for Disease Control, the CDC, revealed in August that further investigation found at least 21 positive samples of the virus in New York. One of the samples, ready, was gathered as far back as April. So now, We have a sample from April. We're in August. I'm sorry, we're in September. April, May, June, July, August. So about 5 months. Meaning the devastating virus could have been circulating for months before its detection. Last month, a local Rockland County official warned that while only one case has been detected so far, the true number of infected New Yorkers could be in the thousands. Could be. State of emergency. Could be. Keywords, could be. Here we go. Last month, a local Rockland, one, only around one in every 1,900 polio infections in unvaccinated persons will result in paralysis, according to the CDC. So one in every 1,900 people who gets infected with polio and is not vaccinated will result in paralysis, according to the CDC. This is for polio we're talking about. Officials assure the public that a vaccinated person has little to worry about with the current outbreak. And the good news is that more than 90% of Americans are vaccinated by their second birthday, and many had to receive the shot again to attend public school. And a good news again with this vaccination is that there's no booster, right? There's no booster, and vaccination in infancy provides protection for life, entire life. Both Rockland and Orange County have vaccination rates in the 60s, significantly lower than the 95% mark set by the World Health Organization to control the virus. So that's good news. Excuse me, I was thirsty. On polio, we simply cannot roll the dice. That's a quote from Dr. Mary Bassett, who is the state health commissioner. If you or your child are unvaccinated or not up to date with vaccinations, the risk of paralytic disease is real. I urge New Yorkers to not accept any risk at all. So that means, like, if you don't know, I'm believing it's what you're saying, right? We simply cannot roll the dice. If you or your child are not vaccinated or not up to date with vaccinations, so she's saying, if you don't know, get the vaccine. Okay, the move from Hochul's office will allow for additional funding and supplies to be dedicated towards boosting the state's polio vaccination rate. Again, according to official data, 78% of New Yorkers have received at least three polio jabs by the age of two, the standard for the shots. Nassau has a vaccination rate slightly below the 79%, Sullivan 62%, Rockland 60%, Orange, 58%, are all among the parts of the state with the lowest jab rates. All of these figures are well below the 95% rate, which is needed, believed to be needed, to control the virus in case of an outbreak. So they got to get them shots up. And this is official data, so we don't know, you know, who they surveyed. I'm sure a lot of people in New York aren't of the legal persuasion, we'll say. Especially if they're being bussed in and flown in by Texas. Some of those people, I'm not sure about Mexico, if they have a polio procedure as far as how many shots they need to take or vaccination, if they even do that over there. I don't know. I don't know the polio laws in Mexico. But that's interesting that they're able to come up with a statistic. So the percentage they're showing here may not be the true percentage. It might be lower, it might be higher, because a lot of people don't answer surveys, right? And a lot of people don't declare what they've have done and what they haven't had done to them as far as medical information is concerned. Now, while only one case has been confirmed so far in an unvaccinated Rockland County man in his 20s, officials are worried that a massive outbreak is quietly going unnoticed. All right, you guys probably didn't hear about the story. I didn't hear about the story until a few minutes ago, or hours ago, whatever. Time is all relative to me. There isn't just one case of polio if you see a paralytic case. Incidence of paralytic polio is less than 1%, according to Dr. Patricia Schnabel-Rupert, health commissioner for Rockland County. Most cases are asymptomatic or mildly symptomatic, and those symptoms are often missed. So there are hundreds, perhaps even thousands of cases that have occurred already for us, and we have not seen a paralytic case as of yet. The infected Rockland County man initially experienced a fever, neck stiffness, stomach issues, and limb weakness. He was hospitalized, and a stool sample later confirmed that he had a case of vaccine-derived polio. This form of the virus comes as a result of the oral poliovirus vaccine, OPV. The vaccine delivers a person a live version of the virus. While the body will usually kill the virus, generating antibodies, on some rare occasions, the recipient will be infected. Oh, that's not good. So this is kind of like the flu shot. If you don't remember, if you don't know what the flu shot is, every year they have a flu shot in America where you could take it. They give you a small amount of live flu so that your body can develop antibodies and fight the strong flus that develop every year because the flu mutates every year to a stronger strain. What's interesting is in this case for the for this vaccine, the polio vaccine is what they're saying, again, according to the report here. It was a oral poliovirus vaccine. Oral, I'm assuming a pill or some sort, right? Oral. While the body will usually kill the virus, on some rare occasions, the recipient will be infected. The OPV is no longer used in the United States, instead having been replaced with the inactivated polio vaccine, the IPV, which is delivered via injection. Some developing nations will still use the OPV because it is easier to access, and activates antibodies faster than the IPV. Officials have not yet determined how this man was exposed to vaccine-induced polio. Well, I mean, if he received the oral, how old is he? He's 20-something years old. So yeah, that must have been. That sucks. Paralytic polio often takes between 7 to 21 days for an infected person to feel symptoms. The man had no travel outside of the country during that period. However, he did attend a large gathering of some sort 8 days before symptom onset, which officials speculate could be where the exposure occurred. Based on earlier polio outbreaks, New Yorkers should know that for every one case of paralytic polio observed, there may be hundreds of other people infected. In a report revealed by the CDC last month, 260 samples from Rockland and Orange counties were tested. Of that group, 13 samples from Rockland and 8 from Orange were found to have traces of the virus. Not good, not good, not good. One Orange County sample from as far back as April had an incomplete sequence of the virus. This means that it may or may not be linked to the Rockland County case. In the time since the conclusion of the report on August 10th, New York City, Sullivan, and Nassau County officials have confirmed the discovery of polio in wastewater surveillance. So they're continuing to keep an eye on this, and they're telling everyone to get vaccinated. Same story as before, as usual. That sucks for this man who went to that party, or whatever it was, that large gathering. Imagine someone, like, you know, people slip things in your drink all the time. Not all the time, but, like, you know, it can happen. You go to the club, you go to the bar, you go to the party, and instead of being slipped something enjoyable, he got slipped the freaking OPV. You know me. Man, that's... Oof. Imagine that. Imagine that was the case, too. Like, maybe someone... the one in 1900 are the odds. Imagine someone did that, thinking, like, oh, this is going to, like... Like, he knew that it was a plan to... I don't know. Thankfully, he's not paralyzed, you know? That's... Oof. Man, see, that's why I don't go nowhere, y'all. I may go to, like, Chick-fil-A, you know what I'm saying? I may go to Wawa. Wawa knows. Shout out to Wawa for the gas discount. Use the app. 15 cents off a gallon your gas. You know, I may go to, like, Rita's Italian Ice. Do a little something for myself. Other than that, man, listen. I ain't going nowhere. Only person spiking my drink is me. You know what I mean? Because I more or less know what I'm putting in it. I hope. I mean, I don't know. Hopefully that's not the case. Hopefully I'm wrong. And, you know, hopefully the guy makes a full recovery and there's no issues. But they got to keep an eye on this, man. I don't even know if this is... I mean, is New Jersey testing their wastewater system? I'm right next door. I'm in Jersey. This is New York. I'm like Rockland, Oakland, not that far away. A couple-hour drive, 2-3-hour drive. It's not that far. You know, the airport's right there. Who knows where this is coming... Dude, you know what? I can't think about this. It's Friday. I'm sorry. I did not mean to put a downer on your weekend. I'm not trying to. I'm just trying to be informative, y'all. I'm just trying to give you like a little bit of what's happening, what the news isn't covering. Because right now the news, and I haven't watched it, because every time I turn on the damn news, I see the Queen. And I'm not anti-Queen. I am not anti-Queen. I just get like enough is enough. You know what I mean? This is America. Give me the American news. It's almost to the point where, again, my conspiracy brain starts thinking, like, dude, what are you hiding? Why are you showing me this? What are you not showing me? Maybe this, I'm not sure if this is what they're hiding or if they're trying to hide, you know, the Illinois thing I talked about on TikTok. Again, check that out, about the governor, what he's proposing for next year, January. Not sure. I'll keep digging. I'll keep looking. But if they're going to push this Queen nonsense, not Queen nonsense, that's wrong. This Queen narrative, that's the word. I meant to say narrative, y'all. All till next week, you know, filling up the airwaves, then it's very suspicious. Mad sus, in my opinion. But enjoy your weekend, guys. You know, I'll talk to you tomorrow. I got to get some work done in here. So check out my Twitter at CJ Bronson Show. Check out the TikTok at CJ Bronson Show. The website's out, cjbronsonstore.com, for all your apparel gear. Yo, check out the freaking Abolish the IRS tank top and t-shirts and sweatshirts. We gotta, come on, man. They're over here trying to take our money. 87,000 IRS agents with guns coming to your door to see why you put a period on your 1040 form. And you better have an answer. You know, I don't know. But buy the shirt, you support me. And who doesn't want to support me? I mean, besides everyone I've asked. Just kidding. Check it out. I love you guys. Be safe out there. Keep your head on a swivel at all times. Be aware of your surroundings. Keep something on you for self-defense. And guys, remember, I love y'all. All right. Bye-bye.